Welcome to the Marvelous Ones.
You all out there may not know it, but we do these tremendous poses.
Yeah, that's why we got to get the cameras fired up.
But these last few seconds, Phil wasn't doing tremendous poses.
Oh?
He was doing lewd.
Oh, yes.
Lewd.
I thought that was part of my tremendous pose.
I don't think they weren't so marvelous.
Oh, not so marvelous?
Well, depending on your persuasion or your perspective, I suppose.
I will work on them for next time. I actually thought they were marvelous.
Okay, make sure you do not document that for others to see later. You're working on it.
Yes,
that's
all
not,
right.
That's not, you know.
I'm sorry, I thought they were marvelous.
You know how Rocky, when we watch him train, it makes you want to work out and invigorate, yeah, you're opposite.
You know there's a new, you do know that. There's a new Creed movie coming out.
Like, huge fan, yeah.
Hello.
And like, it's a beautiful poetry. The son's got to fight the dude's son who killed his dad.
Yeah.
And who knows, Rocky might even die in this one. That's, you know, violence.
You think Rocky's got to fight the young guy? I'd be okay with that. Rocky dying.
Hey, Rambo's coming back. There's all kinds of...
Rambozo?
He's going to be like a Western dude or something. I don't know. I saw some headline. Hey, don't mess with Rambo, okay?
I'm going to throw this out. I know this is not our normal sci-fi stuff.
We're never normal.
But there's a show getting ready to come back to... crap. I can't think of it.
Don't bring up a topic unless you're ready to present with full force.
Nat Geo channel.
Okay.
And it's called Mars. And season 2 is coming up.
Bruno Mars?
Better than Bruno Mars.
No one's better than Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So season 1 of Mars was like, believe 6 episodes. They were like hour, maybe 2 hour long episodes. But it was like a hypothetical if we launched people to go settle Mars. And they had like... actual like scientists like the Tyson deGrasse guy.
Is he going?
I wish.
There's a couple people I'd like to send to Mars.
Yeah, and Elon Musk, where they actually have them in part of the movie, and they're also like clip them out like it's a fake, it's a
mockumentary.
Mockumentary. Thank you,
film guy. Thank you very much.
It's a mockumentary. Is if we went there, and they talk about the problems we have, and then you have the movie part of it or TV show part of it where the people are experiencing those kind of things and stuff. I really enjoyed the first one.
Oh, it's already out.
First season's already out. Nat Geo is showing it in like marathon sessions and over the things. So set your DVRs up to get that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. I really enjoyed it. I'm really looking forward to the second season. I'm all about, you know, life on Mars, sending people there to die because... they're not coming back.
We are a nation of explorers, Phil.
Yeah.
We didn't like, you know, till the
end. When we sent Lewis the Clark out, you know they were like, we're never paying them dudes. They ain't coming back.
Yeah, but they got, like, cool T-shirts out of it, probably.
Yeah, they did. So I was, I just, if you like this show and you like sci-fi stuff, you might like that. It's a little more serious, and it's not like the action-packed stuff, but it's really cool. It lets you dream.
Did it just tickle your fancy? Because I don't think we're getting sponsored by them.
Yeah, it tickled
Nat Geo. Okay. Well, someone is. That's good.
Right? Oh, it's not me. I ain't going to.
Well, I ain't going to take over here.
Cheap bastards.
Bastards.
Scumbags. Anyway, speaking of scumbags, one of our favorite scumbags in the whole universe is not getting his own movie.
Drum roll.
That was Twiggy from Buck Rogers.
No, that was Bitty Bitty Bitty.
Bitty 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 Bitty. Boba Fett's movie has been...
Bugs Bunny, by the way, voiced by...
Boba Fett was
Mel.
Bugs?
Mel, I forgot his name all of a sudden.
Torme?
Not Brooks? The velvet rope guy.
Brooks? Mel Brooks?
Not Brooks.
Mel...
Mel Blanc?
Mel Blanc.
Yeah, I believe he's the same voice of Bugs Bunny and other hosts.
And
was also Tweety.
I didn't know that.
You can look it up. I think
more
so,
importantly, yeah. There's no Boba Fett movie.
I'm Tangent Man.
Because you are. Because Solo sucked.
Solo didn't suck, but that's why it's not known. There's no,
but that's...
That's why, but it's not because it sucked. It's because...
And then we're going to have Bosk in it. I like Bosk.
He had like, what, 4.5 seconds of screen time?
Yeah.
He saw his damn clawy foot coming off the corner.
Yeah.
You're sick, man.
And he got killed.
In the Boba Fett movie?
No, he gets killed in...
Where does he get killed? I can't remember.
He gets killed when they're fighting Jabba the Hutt, doesn't he? Doesn't he get thrown into the Ever eating monster thing? The thousand year digestion thing?
You're not a fan. That was his only scene, man. He wasn't anything else. He was also a character that I got for free because I turned in like 5 proofs of perfect.
Yeah, I had a boss too. I think we all did. And I also had the guy that looked like a walrus.
Well, there was Walrus Man.
He was I had Walrus Man.
Because there's the other guy, he was like 8K9. He had a whole bunch of different syllables with the insect face.
Yeah. Insectopia or something.
No.
Anyways, that was bad. Anyway, so there's no Boba Fett movie
right now. Even as you say that, I'm putting my finger to the wind of Hollywood. All they need is one smash Hollywood success. They do a Yoda, Ben Kenobi, then they'll go, the Boba Fett maybe not so bad. Let's do it.
Yeah, but are they going to do any more of these solo movies? And I don't mean solo.
I
like
get you
on Solo.
I'm going to say yes. Money's to be made, my friend.
Yeah, I can't say. I just hope they have better casting than they did for Han Solo.
I mean, I'll give you the marginalist little bit of on that, but I didn't
like
mind.
James Brown. Good God.
That's not a marginal. That's
what it needs. It needs good God.
I'm just saying, not to give you any credit because it's not due. I'm just saying, like, if there could have been a strong, I don't think he did a bad job, but there could have been a stronger one. But yeah. See, the thing is, again, I think I mentioned before. When it comes to it's Harrison Ford playing the character. He's bringing all that charisma, so it doesn't matter if it's Indiana Jones or Fugitive or whatever. You could have other people play that part, but Han Solo
still
is so much.
You need to find somebody who's believable to
so
be the future
Harrison.
Coolest man in the universe. And Han Solo is the coolest man in the universe.
I mean, how am I going to argue that?
You can't.
Besides the marvelous ones, but sans that. It's tough. I mean, the guy had a mountain to climb.
And he didn't even get there.
I think
he made it about as far up as my 1.5 lung having decrepit ass would make it.
He climbed on Khaleesi.
Yeah. Oh.
And then, hey, we got Rey. Oh.
Oh, hey.
I'm just saying, that's not conspiracy. What's that theories that
fact?
The geeks have? No, the geeks have the theories that, like, fan theories.
Fan theories.
Something like that. Yeah.
Loser theories.
You haven't heard that? That Rey may be the love child of Khaleesi and Indiana Jones?
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
I watched one friggin' movie about did you know this thing, and I mean YouTube video of that kind of stuff, and it ruined me, and it had to do with the Avengers.
Well, it's theories.
Yeah.
We were just watching a video together about, you know, busting the whole Hulk thing and all that. But again, it's educated and it's thought provoking.
Yeah.
But it ain't nothing but big poopy till we see it on the big screen.
Yeah, till I see it on the big screen. Let's talk The Walking Dead. TWD.
TWD. The end.
One more episode.
One episode left. You see the previous.
This was the penultimate episode of Rick Grimes' death.
Pretend I didn't understand what Pinocchio meant. What is it?
That's what we use on motorcycle racing all the time. It's a British thing. You wouldn't understand. You're Filipino.
I'm American, damn you.
Whatever. Anyways, that's why you don't understand.
If
you
are,
we did bad.
To the Redskins.
So Rick is lying dead, being thrown off a horse. Yay. Hashtag team horse.
But you saw the previews of next one, right? They played right after.
Yeah, but is that him daydreaming?
My guess, and the way it looks like, is he mans up and he pulls his whole body off that thing, jumps on the horse, and then he goes into daydreamy mode.
I think he goes into shock where he thinks he does that, but he's really.
It could go both ways, but I think
he does. Oh, wow, that was mean.
I think that he just to show because he is a badass.
We should have said spoiler alert before this.
Oh, spoiler alert!
Yeah, there we go. I mean, woo, got that covered.
Almost messed
up.
I'll
edit that bad boy in early. You should know if you're listening to this show and you don't know we're full of spoiler alerts. You shouldn't be listening to this show,
or just in general, don't listen to this show.
Yeah.
Where are you going, man? Where are you going?
Well, I don't know where I'm going. I want to do the lead up to that. I don't know why Rick is so against killing Negan.
Because of Carl.
Carl's an idiot. Carl's dead.
I'm not putting a judgment value. I'm just saying he's doing it because of what Carl asked him to do in his little love letter. That's all.
Which I think is horrible.
Yeah. Again, I get a little sentimental. I enjoyed the last episode because they are trying to do the right thing. I think it was even the episode before where they had one scene where it was just Melissa McBride and Andrew Lincoln. So you have the OGs there, and then they capped it. And I totally had like a Ben Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker's like, I'll see you later. When Daryl's like, take care. I'm like, oh, damn, that's it.
The party's over.
These two are never going to see each other again in the same way.
Yeah, great, because he was like, take care of yourself or something.
Just, you know, that was the bro moment, last bro moment. Yeah, and I really love the bro moments with the way they're writing
that. When they were in the muddy hole?
Yes. You're such a bad man.
I am not a good person.
I'm going to clean it back up, sort of. But like one of my favorite scenes ever was when Glenn got all berserker mode, took out the zombie and he was tied up. And then like sentimental combination, but more importantly, the sentimental and violent was when Rick, I think I said that before, when Rick tore the guy's freaking throat out because they thought they were going to rape his son. And then afterwards, you know, him and Daryl have like just that little bro moment powwow on the side of the truck. Like, you're my brother.
You're my brother.
I was like, oh, damn. little moisture appeared around my tear duct.
It never happens to me. I don't have those kind of feelings.
You don't have God,
I don't have a heart or any of the soul, any
you,
of that
you
crap.
You watch The Grinch and go, my guy, that's
yeah,
that's
hashtag
me.
Team Grinch.
You're like copyright infringement. I should get some royalties from that.
Yeah, I was actually a big supporter of Darth Vader and the Emperor.
Darth Vader's kind of sexy, man. He was like, you talk about what's that word? The penultimate. The Pinocchio villain. He scared the crap out of me for most of my life as
a child. Yeah, and if you walked in here, you'd still be scared.
Well, because I've seen too many cosplay people, not as much damage, but like there was this, I saw a great quote, not to get super, super geeky, but what tells the story of this, this show's about, a film note that in all the Star Wars series and all of the films, even if Vader isn't physically in the scene, he's in almost every scene. Just the spirit or thought of Vader. Think about it. You'll get it. You give me a crossbow.
I'll have to give that some thought.
Yeah. Do it, man. I'm telling you.
I can't use both. My one brain cell controls working the computer. The other one, the mic. So that has to be on the off time.
Shut up. You don't have it. You have a brain.
So Rick Grimes, is that how he dies, or does he make it over and get taken away by the helicopters? And we just don't see him.
Damn, he brought in the helicopter. But
we haven't seen the helicopter since they flew over and only one person saw him.
I think he mans up. He pulls himself off of that thing, but then he gets delusional. And you can, again, that's why I asked if
you lose a lot of blood, you get delusional. I know this.
Well, yeah, battered alcohol. But previews, did you watch the previews?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so looks like they're doing a ton of callbacks to the very first, if not the first episode, the first season.
Definitely the first season.
You see the same wound is right over the same gunshot area. You see him riding the horse into the city. And then obviously they do that whole mirror thing where he's talking to himself on the
see, I think he's dead when he's talking like that.
I think, again, I'm just being movie guy. I think that the himself that's on the bed is telling him to get up off of that thing that's in his stomach.
Yeah,
he's going.
That's going to be pretty hard.
Well, it's his last scene, so he's going to go out cowboy.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, it's a solid foot past him.
Life ain't easy. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm just saying
I don't know if he can do it. I mean, never mind.
He's going to do it.
I'll leave. Why? I don't think it'll be done.
And then you can see over. You can see there's that one shot. I believe in the police car. It's Shane riding shotgun with him too.
Yeah, so that's where Shane comes back.
Yeah, so we're going to see Shane Castle.
Yeah.
So, and it looks like they spent money on it too. If you looked at the visual production value,
it looks like it'll be interesting. I'm not a big fan of the flashbacks. I just want to see him die and move on.
You suck, man. Rick, you're gonna miss him when he's gone.
Yeah, because I'll actually start enjoying the show. Although Michonne is giving me a reason to hate.
I agree.
Right, I'm already.
She's
gonna be the next Rick Carl combo.
I'll never find anyone more despisable than the Andrea character to be offed. Having said that. And I'm going to be a martial arts choreography snob. It just, between that and I can hold my nose to Morgan, but I'm sorry, you can't be that great wielding an advanced weapon just because you took the summer off to learn it and just killing zombies. So I've always had an issue with her ability to wield like a freaking master after like a 6-month day camp course.
Yeah, well, anyway. I mean, day camps are important.
I will never argue that, but I don't think you're going to come out Yoda at the end of the time.
Yeah,
see what I mean? It's sacred territory.
Who takes over for Rick as the leader?
It's Daryl. They already said it. He goes up to number one spot. It's Daryl, even though he's kind of the Wolverine of the group. It's like, if he has to, yeah, he can be an effective leader, but it's only when Cyclops or Storm goes down. But Rick's going down. So
downtown.
And Michonne, you know, they played on it with Negan with the conversation. Michonne isn't a leader.
No.
She's a warrior, but she's not leader. She's not going to say, okay.
And Maggie's got to die.
Yeah. I was
how do we think this happens?
I was fully expecting her to die on this one just as like a surprise, but they're going to lead. You know what they're going to do? They're going to just.
Well, now I'm beginning to think maybe. Her. Well, Maggie and Daryl seem to be on the same page. Do you think Michonne and Maggie fight it out? And Michonne slices her?
Nah, they're too.
Shanks her?
Nah, because they're almost like in a distant parallel. They're kind of like Phil. They're kind of like.
Nobody's
Rick.
Like Phil.
Nobody's. No. Sorry for anybody. But nobody. Yeah, the Rick and Daryl relationship. Not the same, but they are sisters in arms. They're not going to go at it like that.
Oh, hashtag sisters in arms.
It's, yeah. Hash brown.
Hash browns. What's happening with the priest and I there was a lot of questions to be answered after this week.
You have a fancy for her, that's all.
I don't really.
No, I thought you did.
No, you made that totally up.
No, I didn't make it totally up. You had a little sparkle in your eye when you've spoken of her before.
Well, yeah, I really did enjoy how she fed all her people into the grinder.
No, I mean, even when she was just walking, even at that point, remember, she had changed wardrobe. She was just wearing that little slip. It was kind of sexy. Dirty sexy.
Dirty sexy. She was like from Baltimore.
And you wanted...
I mean, like because she came off as like she was from Baltimore.
You want to date
like,
a girl
like,
named Pollyanna.
Oh, that's a dirty girl.
Pollyanna. How many Pollyannas do guys have on their list? I mean, that and the bangs.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Now she doesn't look like her. I'm not sure what's going on
She pulls it. You don't watch the Talking Dead. I do.
I don't.
And she was a guest, I think, last week. And she pulls off some sexy looks, man. She's got that going, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't really care about that. I want to know what's the deal with the helicopter.
I'm addressing the fact of your smittenness. That's what that comment was about.
My smittenness is totally insignificant to the helicopter.
Don't believe
it. I want to know about helicopters.
Ladies and gentlemen, as soon as we go off the air, he's going to talk nothing but...
Like, that's probably true. But if we got helicopters, they should have Gatling guns on them. Or big machine guns.
Well, they had them in Fear the Walking Dead, like right up from the beginning.
So how come they're not like slaughtering zombies or people?
Maybe they ran out. The zombies took them. Or
the zombies aren't flying helicopters. Would be Z Nation.
Again, you haven't read the books either, correct?
No, I haven't.
So I'm
illegitimate.
I was wondering who the whisperers were.
I'm guessing they're coming it's these
up.
Guys.
I don't know for a moment I thought they were more on the down low. Because, you know, whispers aren't very loud.
Right. That's kind of what I thought. When these guys have been sneaking around in helicopters being the only thing flying in the sky and nobody sees them but one crazy lady.
Correct. Because other people have watch, no? She doesn't do watch every night. Now
right.
She told
other people have watch.
They don't see a...
I'm sure the sanctuary, a bunch of people had watch.
Maybe it's Airwolf. They survived.
Airwolf.
They survived.
Or Blue Thunder.
Ooh.
Maybe those two of them will fight it out. I always wanted to see that battle. Airwolf versus Blue Thunder.
Black Hawk down.
But anyways, millennials, you'll have to Google this. And then you got to laugh at us because you're like, you guys are old and those are stupid.
That was me in the 9 days.
The 9 days. So my Walking Dead, I just have a lot of questions this week more than I have...
Answers?
More than I have statements.
So cliche. Oh, statements. All right.
You know, I
but you know what? I enjoyed last...
I think Negan still lives. I don't think
no,
Maggie
no, totally.
Kills
him. Totally. But I like... Because the hook to good storytelling is meanwhile, even in comic books. Because you have one story, you get gripped. Yeah. Meanwhile, then you're, it makes you forget
back
about
at the ranch.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, all the good movies. All the good movies. And stories. So they had like four meanwhiles on this one. Whether it was at the junkyard, to Rick doing his thing, to we don't totally don't know what happened at the gunfight at the bridge area. You know, where the survivors were like going, hey, people are killing us. We want weapons.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, because we got all caught up in Rick and Daryl.
Yeah.
You know, rolling around in a hole together.
There's innuendo there, but
no,
none at all.
No, okay. None at all. Good. So yeah, so I just have a lot of questions. I hope they let him die quickly.
I hope it's a warrior's death. He doesn't get bit or anything like that. But just...
I'd love to see him get bit. To me, that would be great because it shows that nobody's untouchable. Untouchable.
Well, he's gonna die.
Right, Carl got bit.
Yeah.
Clint got his head bashed in with a bat. You must not have seen Lucille because Michonne said she didn't know where Lucille was.
Oh, well, see, in watching The Talking Dead, Angela Kang, the writer of all these new series, mm-hmm. she was pretty coy about it because someone asked, Hardwick brought up a question, does Michonne or anybody actually know where Lucille is? And basically, Angela said, well, Michonne put it out there that saying it was out there, but that's as far as we know.
Okay. So she's writing it. She hasn't made a decision yet.
Or it's written and she's not revealing it. We still don't know who is Lucille's wife or is his daughter. What's the deal? Because he wasn't very happy when he didn't get it. He started doing the bang the head, the Ferrat thing. Wow, deep reference.
That was way deep.
Yeah, it's too deep, probably.
So probably way too deep. So, anyways, I think Negan still makes it through the season. Somebody's got to lead him to fight the Whisperers.
See, what sucks is when you again, it doesn't even matter. This was on Talking Dead, but. When you see things, promos, and in this case, Jeffrey Dean Morgan was a guest with, who the heck was his guy? He had someone to his side. Anyway, they just talked about, you can tell they were still working together. So obviously he still lives on even past this mid-season finale. So, they're probably going to, was it two more? We tried doing math again.
Yeah, it was two more episodes after this
Maggie's episode. Probably going to be the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. But
Negan Maggie solution. I think Negan kills Maggie.
You think he takes over?
I hope so.
With a new perspective, like because of Carl.
I hope that's not why he has a new perspective.
Or because of...
I think he looks around and he goes, there's not a bunch of good-looking women left. I need to figure this out.
There probably are.
It's less and less each week.
Well, you can find new communities.
Yeah, but then you got to go hunting, and you got this.
Hey, you have you're being a wuss today, man. Things are like, it's so hard. It's hard.
Well, my whole day got wrecked by a video about Loki being the Hulk.
See, you notice I'm a good guy. Have I pressed you at all on that?
No, but we're gonna get into that
later.
Do we have some more Walking Dead? What do you got?
I'm just saying that I'm a little more maniacal. I'm gonna think of ways to really stick it to you later. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
I'm not
bringing
it up now. I was trying to say I was a nice guy to see if bring your
no. Let's bring it up. Let's jump into some of the stuff we've heard, some of the stuff we've watched, some of the stuff that's allegedly being leaked out,
circulated.
Some of the theories that are out there.
Again, just theories. Fan theories.
A few months ago.
Although pretty good.
I ragged on that guy right over there, Fernando. Pretty harsh. Pretty harsh.
Still have trouble sitting down.
About, he posted up a link from maternity.com.
You went after the messenger, not the message. I will stand by that.
Yeah, I totally did. And it said that Loki is alive and is posing as the Hulk.
Truth to power.
And I was... fit to be tied.
You were. You're just a big bundles.
I was not happy at all with that. I was like, I said nasty things about you.
Until he saw the Easter.
I pooped in your backseat of your car. You didn't even know.
In your words, until you saw the Easter bunnies.
Until I saw the Easter bunnies.
Also, a.k.a. Easter eggs.
So there's a guy on YouTube, and he's got more hits than we have downloads right now. So F him. I hate him.
Bastard.
But his YouTube page is Super Carlin Brothers. And he's a dweeby looking dude with a horrible shirt.
Didn't you say he was cute? I thought that was...
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what I thought.
So anyways, he investigated into this theory and spent a lot of time into this. And why I didn't want to be a believer, right? I will tell you.
You're the Scully.
I was Scully. And he played Mulder?
Who played Mulder?
David Duchovny?
Yeah, Duchovny.
Duchovny, whatever.
It's in your head right now. Go ahead.
So this guy was the David Duchovny. He was Mulder.
Nice.
He was believing everything. And he went into it, and he was pretty right on a lot of things.
Sure, but there's like three, four hard logics. Like, wow, that's...
Yeah, like really good logic, especially the one about the memory, where
Let's share with the audience, yeah.
So we'll get into it, right? So he said that one of the things that Thor Ragnarok made a point of is when Banner is the Hulk, he doesn't remember what he did.
Yeah, from point A to B.
From point A to B.
From the moment he landed in Strange's
sanctorum. From the time he went to...
From Ultron.
From Ultron to Thor changing back in the
Ragnarok.
Quinjet in Ragnarok.
Right.
He doesn't remember anything.
Correct.
Right? Which we were all like, yeah, because that's where you got the funny line of, hey, did we had a fight and,
right,
I won, right? When we all chuckled.
That doesn't sound right.
And he goes, that doesn't sound right, right? Like we all chuckled.
Yeah, hearty har har.
But that made a valid point, and I was blind. My Hulk anger, my green eyes were just blind. So this guy says, then how does he know that he, after he gets his ass whooped by Thanos and Heimdall sends him there, how does he know so much about Thanos?
Well, and then he sends him back to Doctor Strange's Sanctum Sanctorium, and then he goes and he does the whole intel divulge.
Thanos is coming. He's the guy that destroyed New York. He wiped out worlds, half the populations.
That's when you go, but hey, wait. You weren't Bruce Banner to remember all of that.
Yeah, so that's where this douchebag takes us.
It's like, ooh.
Oh, that's pretty low.
No, I would say low, but it's like, again, that's tough to burn past that logic.
It's
like,
it's really hard to. So if...
And there's more.
Right, and he's got a lot, you know, where Loki's the trickster and he can protect his images and other people, and like the fight with Thanos where I myself, when the Hulk came out and smashed him, I was like, Hulk's got to whoop... throw Thanos a blue beaten.
Right.
He's going to add some black to him so he's going to look like a bruise. He's going to be black and blue for the rest of his life. And Thanos kind of like stopped him and then did about 8 punches and knocked him out.
Because the logic was before is that Thanos, he's pretty strong himself and he has more combat hand-to-hand experience. Like,
right. He's got the Power Stone.
But
it wasn't glowing.
Anytime the stones are used... they glow on the glove.
And the glove wasn't glowing.
So
Hulk got a beat down by an avatar. Big blue, goofy guy.
Well, he's strong, but he's not Hulk strong. And to prove his point on that video we watched, he showed several clips over the history of Hulk, like beating down a big giant lava monster to...
The Avengers where he turns into the Hulk where he goes, the secret is, I'm always angry.
Yeah.
And he changes the tide of the battle.
Correct. So, again, logic is strong.
Logic is strong. So where is Hulk? Is Hulk off with Valkyrie? We know they like each other.
Do they? They
I don't know. I think so.
Is that interracial if he's green? I don't know.
Maybe. That explains why she drinks a lot if she's seen him naked. we'll just skip right over that. So it does, though, it does have
valid
points.
So, I mean, should we talk about the logic of this, or do you need therapy? Do we need to bring you down?
We can talk about the logic of this.
Okay. It makes sense.
And how it plays out. It does make sense.
And because, and as he had mentioned, one cool thing he did was he pulled a clip from a previous show where he made comments after being fresh out of Infinity War going, you know, Bruce Banner's character wasn't really Bruce Banner. He was just off. He wasn't the smart guy.
You know, I believe we also felt the same way. None of us were happy, especially Warren, because he was meh. None of us were happy with...
Wouldn't that be awesome if Warren actually said, like, well, Bruce Banner wasn't behaving like himself. I totally believe. Now, if we say, well, he wasn't Bruce Banner, he's going to have mud on his face like you're feeling right now.
Or he's going to be, I knew it, and we'll never hear the end of it. I will not go back and listen. Maybe I will. I probably will. So, anyways, I feel like with this theory, it's probably a good theory for helping the Avengers.
How so?
Well, you got the Hulk, and you need the Hulk to beat Thanos.
Because we have a Hulk.
Right, because we have a Hulk. I mean, you need somebody that's big, bad, strong.
I say we even move on, because you're getting into strategy, and that's cool and all, but like the other stuff you've mentioned... Okay. About the time, and then the Stark love of love and all that.
So yes, so I've pieced together several pieces of what I consider valuable information from supposed leaks.
Hang on, gentlemen and ladies, take notes on this.
Supposed. I mean, I'm not the world's greatest sleuth.
It's fun to talk about, though.
It's fun to kind of dream about. It's fun to kind of do all that stuff. So I put together some of these things from several different leaked things, including that photo we talked about a long time ago that we said we weren't even sure it wasn't just fan art. Oh. It's kind of come out that that's actual art from the movie.
And on
or from
weird,
the storyboard.
A weird side note, you look at the toys they put out, too, that tells us stuff.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So anyways, the two leaks, it seems to be, and I've heard this one a couple times, Avengers Annihilation.
Oh, as far as names.
As far as names?
I still like Last Avenger.
You do, but you're the only person I know that has said that. And Endgame is starting to get a little bit of traction, too. Avengers Endgame.
Is there another one out there named Endgame? Something else? Like one of them, Mockingbird with the Jennifer Lawrence shooting arrows or some one of those franchises. Harry Potter or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I know the franchise you're talking about.
I've confused Phil. I apologize.
Yeah, don't do that to me.
Phil not know so many.
Phil smash. I'm about to hold the board there. So anyways, one of the things that we have seen a little bit of, and because I didn't check the IMDb, the cheat, but there's the rumor that the Ancient One returns.
The Whitewash.
The Whitewash Ancient One. Which says to me there's going to be some mighty powerful time travel stuff going on. I mean, time travel seems to be the quantum realm.
Oh, and you know who's we're missing? Like Mr. Warren Meh over here.
Who hates time travel.
Time travel.
Which is why I think Avengers 4 is going to be the greatest movie ever. Because Warren is going to be so pissed.
It could
and
suck.
I'm going to watch it for like $7 on the matinee. And he's going to watch it for like $25 at the theater opening night with a bunch of kids yelling.
You don't even care if the movie sucks and it doesn't stay to canon just because it'll tick off Mr. Meh.
Yeah,
all right.
And it'll be all about time travel, and I'll just time travel and flashbacks and multiverses, the three things he hates the most. Avengers 4 will have them all.
And William Shatner will come as Captain Kirk, just as a cameo. And
William Shatner will play Han Solo just to really piss him off, and everything will be great. But here's some of the other things. There's a picture that somebody posted, a website I don't actually know. I mean, I saw the website, but I don't know the credibility of them. They got a picture of Pepper Potts. A rescue costume. And not like a rescue, like a 911 rescue. But rescue was, in some of the comic book, she kind of got her own Captain America suit.
Right. I mean, they played off of that on The Last Iron Man, right?
Yeah, they kind of played off of that.
Did I ask that question? Did she retain those super hot
lava
powers?
I don't know. You know, we never talked about that, and they never addressed that.
Because she's an official super. She's more superhero than
Iron Man. Yeah, yeah, right. Because she's got the fire.
Actual powers.
She's got the burning in her.
Yeah, you want to mess with that.
Yeah, fiery redhead. That's where you get the phrase.
I'm more worried about those intimate moments. You know.
Yeah, well, I'm just worried about her being a redhead. They're all psychotic. Sorry if you're a redhead. My name is Warren. You're going to come kill us. So anyways, there's a little bit of leaking about that. Now, one of the things that seems to be pretty much a known now is they are going to return to the Battle of New York. And they got Tony Stark in more modern clothes, not in his Iron Man suit, somehow in the battle. And they got
Ant-Man
there. So they are going to time travel. We think it's through the quantum realm.
Is there going to be another Ant-Man before? No, there's not.
No, there's not.
Okay.
So it's going to be quantum realm traveling. One of the things... So the big theory... is that they travel back in time to build their own Infinity Gauntlet called the Stark Gauntlet, which is going to be Tony Stark's Infinity Gauntlet. And him and Ant-Man go back and travel through time and stuff. And
doesn't Tyrion have to make it, though?
Well, can Tony Stark make it?
But you need...
Like, you know, there is another Infinity Gauntlet out there. We believe Odin assembled the Infinity Stones thousands of years ago.
It was destroyed in the fire and stuff.
No, because that was a fake.
I know.
Remember, Hela knocked it over and said, oh, that's a fake because it had the stones in it. But there might be another gauntlet somewhere hidden even more
secret
than the vault.
You sent me another video theory where, like, Odin originally wore it to begin with. He put the stones together. We won't go down that path. But.
We won't go down that path. So, obviously, you can have more than one Infinity Gauntlet. You don't have more than one set of stones. So anyways, the thought is that Iron Man and Ant-Man are going to go back in time and acquire the stones before Thanos.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to take a step back over looking at the calendar. Captain Marvel comes out before Xfinity Wars,
yes.
Right? And then Spider-Man and something else is coming out after, right?
Yes.
Black Panther, obviously. Oh, Guardians of the
Galaxy. Scheduled. Right, scheduled.
So I'm just, I don't know, I guess I'm making a comment. Poor writers, man, that's some stuff to keep up with.
They got a lot to keep up
with. Man, because the internet is not kind.
No. So the rumor mill seemed to suggest that only two of the original Avengers will survive everything.
What, you mean at the end of the movie?
At the end of the movie.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we got to have Spider-Man and...
original Avengers.
Oh, OGs.
OGs. I'm thinking Thor and Hulk. Or it's going to be really bizarre and it's going to be Hawkeye and Natasha Romanoff. Black Widow.
Hmm. That's a tough one. No, well,
Hulk has to be one.
Wasn't Black Widow greenlit already as a standalone film coming out later?
Yeah, but it could be a back in time kind of thing.
Oh, so it's not.
I mean, right? We don't know.
Different actors.
Well, I don't know. So anyway, so they say that all but two Avengers will do it. That Captain America is going to die fighting Thanos while he's using Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
Which is, you know, obviously Thor's hammer.
That's cool,
he
though.
He swings it right before he gets killed by Thanos.
That's cool, because he was worthy.
Yeah, he was worthy. Then they also say that Hawkeye has a big job protecting the Stark Gauntlet, which is finally they got a use for that guy.
Which one again, too?
I was
lost in thought for a moment.
So, Hawkeye. But, I mean, we saw how good he did during the Tesseract. He doesn't really do a good job protecting things.
He's good at the arrows.
Yeah, but he wasn't good in that.
He's going to be the next Captain America.
You know, one thing that I called months ago is that it looks like we're going to see Hulk and Banner merge into Professor Hulk.
Professor Hulk.
And that he's going to be the one that wields the Stark Gauntlet against Thanos.
So the gauntlet against an arm.
Be gauntlet against gauntlet, Hulk versus Thanos, real Hulk versus Thanos, Hulk.
And he turns into Luke Skywalker?
And he turns into Luke Skywalker. Or Bucky.
Or the black woman in the MCU Netflix universe.
Yes. I can't think of her name.
No, she's not that important. But yeah, cool character.
Such and something, yeah. Whose roles pretty much have gotten chopped since they got rid of Luke Cage when she was a star.
When you said chopped, are you...
I didn't even mean that.
Was that there a pun?
No, it wasn't a pun. That
Hulk
was very funny,
say
though.
You very punny.
That was very funny. I'm just a jerk.
No, but her and, like, what's her name? Rosa. They're
well,
all
no, she's
over.
In all of them.
But yeah, isn't in
Rosario Dawson?
Yes,
she's in Daredevil. She's pretty much slept with everybody in Netflix.
I want to go to Netflix then too.
Yeah,
I've talked to her agent before.
Yeah, were you like, I'm gonna play Iron Fist? That probably would have got you some booty.
Oh well,
I think she's only missing Jessica Jones and Iron Fist, and I'm not sure about either.
The martial artist from Asia is white, so let's.
Yeah, that's
making a side commentary. No, you know, it was for my con to see how much her rates are and her availability. And yeah, she's expensive.
Yeah, I bet.
Expensive.
I bet.
Like, really expensive. I don't think she does a whole lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought the one arm black lady did crossovers all over too.
Crossed over into Danny Rand.
And the blonde.
Yeah. They've all kind of crossed over because they're all in the same network, but. I don't think she's done as... Rosario has done the most.
You see that picture I posted? Because of Thanos, that's why Luke Cage and Power Fist disappeared. Two of the defenders just went...
Oh, I like that. That's a good thought. So anyways, it looks like, you know, if that's what really happens with Avengers 4, it looks like it'll be entertaining. I mean, it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to... Sorry to do this. I'm going to go back to the whole thing. But wasn't it out there that the Russo brothers said, like, he didn't cower, Hulk didn't cower because he was scared or didn't come out?
Right.
But he said because he didn't want to. Didn't they confirm that already? Like, it was your theory, basically.
Well, yeah. What they said was that the Hulk didn't appear in the movie because of personal reasons or something. Right, they didn't actually say.
I could have sworn it was because
they did say is that the Hulk's not scared of Thanos, and that they were really shocked that that's what people took out of that.
Okay, but I thought there was.
Right? So what else explains that?
I thought that the next sentence after that was because he was used to being out there in the world where people loved him, and he'd want to protect a planet where people don't like him.
Yeah, well, you know, like that's I don't know if that was their actual or their. You know, there are a lot of misdirects in the whole MCU.
Yeah, magic.
It's like magic.
Like the nuts shells and stuff. You know, the thing you do it in the New York streets.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
Find the ball under the
shell game.
Shell game.
Okay. You were like the nutshells, and I was like, oh,
they're made for mounds don't.
You're right. You're right. So
I'm also right about another thing, but I'm going to persecute you later.
Yeah, I know.
spoiler alert.
spoiler for after the show. So I think with the Avengers, I kind of like where that plot is going. I don't think I have a use for Pepper Potts' rescue.
They're down a whole bunch of...
Unless she's going to get Tony Stark. Why can't War Machine coming at you go get him? War Machine!
Still doesn't like War Machine. He
hates War Machine. I would love to see Captain America use the hammer.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Thor go double-fisted after Thanos. It looks like Thor's going to go get...
Double-fisted, that's cool.
Yeah. It looks like Thor's going to go to hell and raise a Viking army to fight Thanos.
Like in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, kind of to fight, like Hela did, kind of. To fight Thanos's couple armies.
By the way, the total side note, but it's still geek culture. I don't think you'll get it. There's a company called Sideshow Collectibles. They make sculptures from all pop culture, Marvel, DC, whatever. There is a sculpture of Thor where he's in a battle mode and he's holding both hammers. It's pretty good. I'm an artist.
How could you say I'm not going to get it when I just came up with that on my own organically? I double fisted Thor.
I'm saying you don't follow the making of sculptures out of
that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, those things are like $500, $1,500.
And then my last thing is I hope in some way.
Here we go.
They get Deadpool to get in there to get Thanos.
There's no way.
I know there's no way.
They just got bought. But feel good that he's teaming up with Cable. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, literally, it is the same thing.
Hashtag hash brown, see what I did there.
Yeah, I like that. So, it looks like,
you're making me think of the love interest, I can't pronounce her, but I'm in love with her, from Deadpool, his
macaroni?
Wife.
Macaroni?
No. And she can name herself anything I want. I'm totally crushing
her. The actress that plays his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty hot.
She's got a special look to her. And I'm like a long hair guy, and she looks great with short hair. But this is no tangent at all.
No tangent.
Zero.
None.
But you know what? If you can talk about redheads pretty much twice every other episode, I can talk about Macarena, at least.
Macarena? Hey, Macarena. Was that wrong?
I don't know. She was supposed to be at Awesome Con like a year or two ago, but she didn't show up.
What you said? Did you cry?
A little bit.
I would have. She's mega hot.
I don't know. She does it for me.
Yeah, there's something about her. Woo!
Woo!
She makes me go, woo! She makes me Ric Flair. I'm like, woo!
Who's Ric Flair?
Everybody knows Ric Flair. Even millennials know, woo!
Is he the one
just because he's lived on in memes.
This is Walking Dead.
Memes. Memes.
Memes
have saved Ric Flair.
Anyway, I think she got married, so she broke my heart.
She broke my heart.
In other words, like, unless I take the Bond mode and where that's the challenge I'm looking for.
To go after Bond?
No.
That's kind of weird.
No, where Bond says,
speaking
you're not,
of Bond,
you're not my type. What's that? Like, intelligent? No. Available or simple.
Speaking of Bond.
Loki's going to be Bond. Maybe.
That would be cool.
He's kind of
totally
scrawny,
like,
though, man. He needs to put
some
weight.
I know, but it's better than some of the other names being.
He's going to trip and break a bone and be like, oh, sorry about that, Mr. Sure,
sure about that. Let me grow some horns out of my head. I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing Loki.
You get fooled by that every time.
You know, every time now I think of Sean Connery, I think of the Saturday Night Live skit where they're on the...
Jeopardy?
Not Jeopardy. Yeah, Jeopardy.
Yeah. It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I'll take your mom's fat ass for $20.
Yeah.
Nah, it's awesome, man. That was when
Latisse now.
That's when SNL was a little less mean.
Yeah, when they were funny. When they were funny. Anyways, this has been the Marvelous Ones. We're going to stop boring you for tonight.
Why don't you take the two top buttons of your blouse and we get to know each other.
We're going to leave that where that is, Mr. Fernando. Or Warren. That was Warren saying that.
Money Penny.
We'll be back next week.